Unit 6. Listening. Exercises 2, 3 and 4.
Here on Greenworld, we're really excited to have Carol Hasper with us, who's going to tell us all about a great idea called plogging. Carol, hi. What exactly is plogging?
Hi, James. It's a very simple idea which combines running and picking up the rubbish you find on your way. Then you throw it away carefully or recycle it, of course.
Where does the strange word come from?
It's a blend of the words plocka up, which is Swedish for pick up, and jogging. If you combine these words, you get plogging.
Is the idea originally from Sweden?
Yes. It seems it was the idea of a Swedish man called Erik Alström. He started a community of ploggers in Stockholm. But actually, before that, and completely separately, there used to be a thing in the US called trash running, which was similar.
What do you need to be able to do it?
Your usual running equipment. And then most people wear gloves and carry a bag, of course.
Why did you start?
I've always loved running. I began because I wanted to get fit. But when I was running, I started seeing so much litter and I got angry about it.
Not surprising. Did you know 81% of people in Britain are angry about litter in streets? And each year it costs £1 billion to clear up litter in the UK.
Right. So one day I heard about plogging on social media and thought, what a great idea.
How much rubbish do you usually collect in one run?
I normally fill one big bag on a 5 kilometre run.
Doesn't that get heavy?
I don't pick up very heavy items, but yes, it does. That's the thing, though. With plogging, not like jogging, you bend down, stretch, get up again, and then carry the rubbish. And we all know that you use up more calories if you move more. That's another reason why I do it. To get a better workout.
Some people might say that just picking up a bag or two of rubbish doesn't really make a big difference to the environment. Or they may think people will drop more litter in the street if they know that people like you will pick it up. What do you think?
Look, if I don't pick up this rubbish, maybe a bird or some other animal will eat it. It may get ill or die. So perhaps it is a small step, but it can make a real difference. And it will make a massive difference if lots of people do it. The plogging community is growing fast all around the world. I think that's because when you finish running, you feel good because you feel healthier. But ploggers feel even better because they know they're also doing something good for their neighbourhood and for the planet.
Maybe plogging isn't the most beautiful word in the world, but the idea certainly is. Get your running shoes and your gloves on and get out there. Thanks, Carol.